Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
On Triple J.
Well, if you're looking for a podcast full of legends, you've come to the right one because it's the Matt and Alex Legends of the Year, the Maltese podcast.
Yeah, and it's mornings like this that make me just realize how lucky that we've been.
Yep.
Over the last few years, myself only the last 3 years, but you for so many years.
We look into the crowd and you see Jay McCaffrey, who painted a portrait for no financial remuneration of Matt O'Kine.
Yeah.
Sitting next to Dave Rugsy Rugs, who drove all the way from Canberra wearing some rug samples as a sash. Sitting next to Mark from Cromer, the godfather of the Triple J Weather Rave, who not only is responsible for the crazy raves in which we have done 6 in total now, but also literally made the trophies once again financial remuneration.
Brings them in a suitcase that had the foam cut out for each one to specifically sit in. Did you see inside the
thingy? I didn't see inside the suitcase, no.
I can't believe I didn't bring my phone. It's like literally like they were lying perfectly in them. Jono Harrison.
This is how Michael Jackson's singles used to get delivered before the internet.
Handcuffed in a briefcase.
Oh.
And you're right. And seeing, like, when I said hi to Jay, she was like, oh, my God, is that Calvin? Like, her knowing that she knows who these people are.
She was nervous meeting Calvin.
And Calvin knows who Rugsy is, and it's like...
And I've forgotten her name, but there was a lady there who we met at the very end who'd been listening in Whistler in Canada.
She was Canadian. Canadian. Not even just an expat. She was a Canadian.
Just moved to Australia. And her partner said, get down there, go and meet the boys. She'd been listening to the show for a couple of years.
I think it was Caitlin. Started with a C, definitely. But
yeah.
Thank you so much, not only for doing that, but downloading. You're going to have a little bit of a first, in the pre-party for the Maltese, hear a little bit of chat about the podcast and its relation to pre-7 listeners.
Ooh, but a bit late to start beef, wasn't it?
I know.
It was late in the piece. I mean, you'd think you'd just, take it to the grave, but... No, it's good to go through. Shout-outs again to the aliens from the future listening in.
In whatever language you speak.
But so much fun. Red carpet action. There was a surprise from an old friend.
You didn't expect that.
I didn't know that was happening. So
you knew, Jono.
Creating moments.
You knew.
So it was very, very nice.
The people that turned up just all dressed up as well. Everyone just had such a good time. We don't want to ruin the winners. You'll hear them.
You'll hear them later.
But thank you to everyone who's participated in the show in general. It's just such a pleasure to be a part of the community. And that's what I realized again this morning. And the same way that Ollie was like, if you've been to a one-night stand, you see the listeners talking to the listeners. It is a community. We're just tiny. We have the loudest voices in the community because we have the microphone in front of us. But by all means, you guys are the real reason it all happens.
Absolutely right. And, gentlemen, that means the next podcast intro we do will be the final podcast intro.
Oh, boy.
How we feel it about that little nugget of information.
I was just trying to think, should we do it after the show or should we do it before the show?
And just
end
leave
on
it.
Just an absolute end, hard end.
All right, let's do that.
Well, and say we don't know what's going to happen in this last show. Who knows?
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll do that at 5:30 a.m.
tomorrow
in the
morning
prior to our 6 o'clock start. Make plenty
sure
of surprises.
Make sure you remember to get here early.
Exactly. It's Friday's sleep in Fridays.
I know. Maybe we should do it after.
Well, Ruby Jones and I live close to each other near the beach. We thought maybe a little Friday morning dip.
A refresher.
Pop in.
Tell you what, I won't be there, not where I live.
You go for a
dumpster diving before I go into the dip.
I'll pick you up. We live on that side
absolutely
of the city.
Absolutely no way am I going for a dip.
Come for a
I
dip,
plan
mate.
On,
mate.
I'm going to
come on.
I'm going to a gig tonight. We're having a late, long lunch. Then I'm going to go to a gig. I'll be surprised if I can get anywhere tomorrow morning.
Well, we're coming in for the gig.
Mate, I'm
late
going,
at night.
And I'm going out there for the lunch.
Mate, you're dropping everything.
We're already evens.
Remember Quassy Boys?
Yeah. Buddy, Fridays, we used to all get croissants. It was your idea, Matt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And suddenly me and Jono are like, ooh, Quassy Boys today. And you're like, nah, don't
well,
feel
this,
like it.
This radio life's getting me pudgy. Can't be cramming
it's
in
like,
a Quassy
it's
every
like you
Friday.
Getting the entire nation behind you to bring back the Legionnaires hat. A couple of weeks in, yeah, I'm done.
It looks ridiculous, all right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Looking back a few of the Like a Virgin videos where we were really pushing
you got Vera Blue in the studio. I mean,
we've
got a world-class
like
singer and we've got...
You made Citizen K where it went like halfway down his back.
That wasn't good. I tell you what a flap that was. Goodness me. All right. Well, we've bloody rabbited on for 5 minutes now. So enjoy the Maltese and we will catch you again for the last podcast tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Yep. I remember being introduced to that song by my next door neighbor. It was a massive something for Cave fan and really loving it still. One of those ones you can sit back, just listen to. Zone. Been listening to a few of those ones, a few zoners.
Oh, I tell you what.
Over the last few days.
Deep in that zone, we're playing some Vera Blue original like a version hold. Oh, baby.
It's one of those ones where you're just like, where the hell did the last 4 minutes go?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I was thinking about life. I was thinking about death. I was thinking about everything.
Yeah.
All in a few minutes. Beautiful stuff there. It's something for Kate, Captain, and then in captions, Million Miles an Hour. We kicked off with Valis Alps, Fading. Hope you're well. Matt and Alex are with you. It's 15 minutes past six on a Thursday morning.
What do you reckon, Valis Alps? Song of the summer?
Oh, Fading.
Question mark?
Oh, geez, you can't put it out there. Obviously, you think so.
Hey, I reckon it's in the running. Fading by Valis Alps, going very, very well. You might be enjoying your summer at the Falls Festival over New Year's. You'll be able to catch those guys there. Matt and Alex joining you today. I'm yet to put on my suit. I've got the suit bag right next to me, currently barefoot. Matt, you've got the coloured shirt.
I forgot to iron it. I woke up this morning, I realised, I was like, ooh.
My collar's all dirty?
Yeah, same.
How do I get a dirty neck?
I've got the dirtiest neck. I've actually got a filthy neck, I've realised. What's going on?
We protect it more than most, let's be honest. And to have the amount getting on there.
And I really hope that people, like I was at the Arias, I was wearing this shirt at the Arias, yep. And I'm like, man, if I get caught in a bad angle here... The Daily Mail's going to have a bloody field day. An old dirty neck Okine. If they're having to go at Sam's undies, then my dirty bloody neck is done for.
All right. Well, the good thing is we're going to be looking good this morning. The Multi Awards are a very prestigious radio award. We don't get invited to the ACRAs, which all the other radio presenters go to because they're in commercial radio. They don't give an old invite to old Triple J because they're jealous. So this is the best award ceremony we have. Later on, we're going to be giving out plenty of awards, including the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year. Now, previous winners of this award, Matt, have gone down in history as some of the biggest ledge hammers Australia has ever produced.
Mm.
I'm talking Mark from Cromer.
The reason why we did 5 raves in 5 days.
When we played Darude on the radio one time, he said, we should do this every week. And since then, our thirst for rave has been unquenchable.
Neck minute, people are literally hanging from the roofs of the Beach Road Hotel. We got artists looking around going, this is the most hectic thing I've ever been in. This is terrifying.
The roof is dripping with sweat, condensation and people. The people are dripping off the roof.
We've got people like Neve from Hobart who just... went out there in defiance of every convention, just on the radio, in front of a million people, declaring her love for Wade. And Wade boldly...
face-palming.
No, it wasn't.
Just like, no, like he was running down the gridiron sideline and Neve was coming in for the tackle, just right on the grill into the dirt.
No, it ended really well, but it showed us... that you should never be scared to admit your emotions.
Exactly right. And this year's crop of 4 nominees all in the running to take out the big prize later on. Let's introduce you to one of them, Lily from Lismore. Now, Lily gave us a call pre-Splendor in the Grass. She was going to her very first Splendor. She was 88 years old.
Yeah, always wanted to be a music journalist.
And basically summed up what you need to do at Splendor in the Grass.
Just groove and have a great time.
I mean, yes. Yes.
I've been looking for that answer my whole life.
So then not only did she come along, we took her backstage and she did our job for us and interviewed a bunch of artists. This is how it all went down. Do you want a signature per page? What do you want Jen to do in the book here, Lily?
Write her signature and maybe a little message as well.
Yeah, I've had the same signature since I was in grade 4. What grade are you in, Lily?
6.
Okay.
I don't really have a signature. Probably just write Lily H.
Lily H. There we go. So we know who it is.
Awesome. Well, 2. That's not bad. Not a bad start.
Stars.
Woo! Lily, you're meeting Montaigne. Are you a big fan of Montaigne?
Yes, I am.
Have you got your book that we can get signed for you?
Yes.
Do you remember getting any more signatures when you were...
Yeah, no, I actually had this discussion with Osha Gunsberg on Twitter the other day because I did, like, this interview and I mentioned how, like, I was really into Australian Idols when I was 12 and I used to go to all the live audiences and, like, he was Andrew G then was a host and I got so excited because I, like, got a signature from
you
him.
You got Andrew G's
yeah,
signature?
Yeah,
bloody stoked. Nairi, this is Lily.
Can I have a hug, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Such a good hug.
I got glitter all over your shirt.
I love glitter though.
Okay.
It's totally fun.
Do you remember what you were up to when you were 11? Were you going to music festivals?
11. I think that was the age that I decided that I wanted to sing.
Lily, what do you think you want to do in the future?
I'm not sure just yet. I've still got to decide. I have 10 autographs so far. I have one from Dave from Gang of Youths. One from Jen from Ballpark, Patty from Sticky Fingers, Calvin, the mayor, Montaigne, Nairi, Ballpark Music, that's it.
Yes, I'm not sure yet. I still need to decide. Yes, don't be forced into anything. What a legend.
Just groove and have a good time.
Yeah.
How does this person know more about life than us?
Lily for Prime Minister or Lily for Matt and Alex's Legend of the Year. The announcement coming up later on this morning. The red carpet starting in 40 minutes time.
Yeah, that was just the first of our nominees. You'll get to hear more on who else is nominated across the morning.
Pleasure to be with you here this morning for our second last show. Hayden from Brisbane joining us. How are you this morning, Hayden?
Boys, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Hayden. Thank you very much for being a pre-7 a.m. listener. Well, you know how much we love you.
Well, that's the thing, boys. For 3 years, you've been getting on here and blowing up how much you like the pre-7 a.m. listeners.
Oh yeah.
And you get on the cheeky little potty, and you say that you love us more on the potty. What's the go?
Oh,
love the podcast listeners.
Oh.
No,
I'm both.
The question is, why were you going through our text in the first place, Hayden? All right? It's your fault for looking
snooping
through.
Around. Look,
I tell you
it's
what.
It's okay to have friends in other places.
Yeah. Now,
No. It's not friends in other places. You're saying that you love the potty listeners more.
No, I don't think we said the words more. We love as well, I think. Because
no.
The pre-seveners, they're up and about early. The potties, they can listen whenever they want. And, you know, they've got to go a few things to get us and they've got to scroll through something with very other tempting options and they pick the Matt and Alex podcast, which is very nice of
them. Can I just say, Hayden, this is what's going on. We're saying that we love the podcast listeners now, okay, but what we're actually doing is talking about people like yourself in the future
when you're looking... when the earth's flat.
Ooh, you really? Are a podcast listener.
Okay.
We love both. That's the
thank you. That's what we're trying to say. We're loving the aliens that are listening to us in the future. Anyways, thanks, Hayden.
Thanks, boys.
Good morning. Ruby Jones updating Triple J News. Airstrikes and ground fighting have resumed in the Syrian city of Aleppo, shattering a ceasefire agreed a day ago. Turkey and Russia, who brokered the deal, say they're working to get it back on track. Scientists in the United States are making copies of federal climate and environmental data over fears it could be erased under Donald Trump's administration. The mass action has brought together academics from across the country and in neighbouring Canada. Back home, and a report has found a record number of Australians are seeking help for homelessness. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found the number of people accessing homelessness services in 2015-16 grew by 9%. And same-sex unions will be automatically recognised in the ACT under new laws introduced to the Legislative Assembly today. Previously, same-sex couples who wed abroad had to register their partnership as a civil union upon their return to Canberra. In sport, Rio Olympic gold medalist Kyle Chalmers has been recognised as Australia's Male Athlete of the Year. Olympic gold medal winning rower Kim Brennan was named Australia's Female Athlete of the Year. And Australia's opening batsman Matt Renshaw says he's feeling more at ease heading in today's first cricket test against Pakistan. Renshaw made his test debut in the side's last test against South Africa.
Thank you very much, Ruby Jones. Are you
You're
ready
welcome.
To hit the red carpet in 26 minutes?
I'm excited.
Oh, so good. The Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Awards happening this morning live from the Eugene Goosen Hall, which is just downstairs here at the ABC studios. If you can still make it, pop on your best dress, pop on your best suit. Well, not even a dress. I'm thinking gown this morning.
Yeah, it has to be a gown.
We want overly formal, if possible.
I packed a bow tie and a tie because I didn't know which one to wear. Why not do both?
Why not?
That's how formal I'm getting.
Exactly right. Ruby Jones, what do you got to wear?
Oh, you'll see. Something fancy.
Ooh, okay. Well, I hope it's not dirty around the neck like my shirt is. Oh, my God, how filthy. Someone said sweat plus
dead
skin cells.
You should see mine because I was wearing my shirt yesterday as well. So,
boys, come on. Come on.
Well, it's not like I don't wash it. It's just the kind of dirt on my neck is...
Do you wash your neck?
Yes. That's the only place the water hits. I just stand there and the water just hits my neck.
It should be the cleanest.
Oh, you two are filthy.
If you are, well, we're going to be streaming the red carpet as well, Facebook Living it. So make sure you're liking Matt and Alex and you'll be able to see all the hot celebs walking down. Ruby Jones will be there. You are the Triple J presenters. I reckon we're talking to Zan and Louis will be rocking up.
You know, when I was going to drama school, quite often we would have Oscars parties, sit around, everyone watch the Oscars. So if you're having a Maltese party, by all means, let us know. Kane from Perth, WA, never up early enough to text your show. Going to miss you guys. Well, you're up early now.
Yep. Never question our love for the Pre-Seveners, pumping out the Omega 3 laden song there from Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. Number one in the Hottest 100, you voted it in 2004, just the 12 years ago now for that one.
What?
But what a tune.
Are you kidding? No! No! God, no wonder. And here I am playing songs from 1997 and just seems like yesterday. It's bloody...
Yeah, that's 20 years ago, mate.
No, don't say that.
About to turn over to 2017. What a tune it was, Franz Ferdinand. You heard Montaigne, What You Mean to Me. Matt and Alex joining you at 16 minutes to 7. I better start putting my suit on.
Yeah, we've only got 15 minutes until we have to head down to the red carpet arrivals / red rugs. Thank you to all the texts as well. A lot of coming in on 0439757555. A lot of our favourite people that we get to, you know, receive texts from all through the year. And some really nice ones. You know, Amy in Dunedoo says, for the last 2 years, I've travelled 200 kilometres each day to and from work. And it's you guys that get me in the car from 6 a.m. 200 Ks every day.
What a commute.
Holy moly.
Look at that. Look at that collar, O'Kine. Look at that filthy, just dirty collar.
Lucky it's
on my
pressed
shirt.
Up against your neck because.
Oh, man. Well, it's creeping over.
Oh, it is. It's leaking.
All right, don't look at it.
You've got the neck leak.
Just listen. Don't look at the photos of me from the Maltese today. We're going to be heading down to the red carpet in 15 minutes. But given we're going to be giving out the Legend of the Year prize to one of the biggest, best
legends.
People that we've met during the year. We're looking through the nominees so far. We've already heard from Lily from Lismore, 11-year-old, who came along to Splendor in the Grass and did some interviews for us. And right now, let's take a look at some people who, as far as putting in the most work, absolutely take it out. No question about it. Mm-hmm. It's a joint nomination. Jay McCaffrey and Jen Darcy took on the challenge of painting our mugs for the Archibalds.
Now, this is, like, we're talking about months of work has been put into this stuff. It's incredible what they were able to achieve. And, yeah, let's have a look back at what they managed. Something's been brewing behind the scenes for quite some time.
We found out that Veronica Milton was having someone paint her for the Archibald Prize.
Yeah, we got Hell Jelly.
And we said, well, why can't we be on there as well, Matt? Yeah. Why should the fact that we haven't done anything limit us from being painted?
Preserved on canvas forever.
We've got two very lovely Triple J listeners to take up the challenge. Hello to our first painter this morning, someone who I've caught up with a couple of times to have a look at my mug and give it a painting. Her name is Jen Darcy and she joins us on the phone now. Hello, Jen.
Good morning, Alex.
Alex has just walked over to it. He's got hold of the black Triple J sheet that's covering it right now. He's about to unveil. Here it is. Oh, my gosh, it's incredible.
It's all about, I mean, conceptually, Steve, it's all about being in the moment, holding on to the moment. No moment lasts forever. There are some things that we continue to hold on to and the rest kind of float away.
watch, and we're about to reveal Matt O'Kine and a painting entitled Off Air by Jay McCaffrey, who now we better unveil it. Both Matt and myself have yet to see his actual portrait. So, Matt, you better stand up and take the curtain.
Oh, am I going to unveil
the veil,
my own?
Yeah, unveil your own face.
I feel weird doing that. Okay,
take it off. Here it is, Matt O'Kine, seeing for the first time.
All right.
Here it goes. Oh, wow. Matt O'Kine, off air. As you mentioned, Jay, a lot sort of darker colours in this particular one. Matt looking slightly sombre in this one, mate.
Thank you for giving me a bit of a thicker head of hair there. I really appreciate that. We
paint the town red. Some bigger legends you'll be unlikely to find putting so much time.
Literally months.
And the amazing thing is, Jen, when she came to paint my portrait and take photos for the first time, she brought me a champagne just to say thank you for painting me. I'm like, no, you've got it all wrong. You're doing us the favour.
Yeah, one of my favourite moments was watching Jay walk around because we got sort of special access into the portrait section of the Archibalds prejudging, and Jay just couldn't believe that she got to be backstage and see all of these pieces of art, and that hers was stacked up, one of ours. Neither of us made the finals, but that is no big deal at all, because it was a really touching thing that these two incredible legends did for us, and we thank them with all of our hearts and with a nom.
Two bands with three letters in their names you just heard there. That one, QTY, with a track called Rodeo. Before that, KDA with Just Say. Going on with all these acronyms, Matt?
Well, I don't know. People are just getting tired of spelling, to be honest. And I can't blame them. I'm pretty sure if your band name could just be a series of emoticons, I would. Who even uses the word emoticons anymore? It's emojis.
Crying emoji.
Yeah.
That's a good name for a band.
I don't know about the band, but it's funny if that's what your band name was, just the actual little emoji with the tear. Would you go one tear, or would you do the heavy stream of tears? Because I enjoy both.
Yeah, they're both pretty quality.
Hey, I hope you're well. It's a Thursday morning. It's not just any morning, though. It's the morning of all mornings, especially if you listen to Triple J, because it is the Multi Awards.
Yeah, Triple J listeners, time in the sun where people have called in, texted in, been relatively ridiculous throughout the year. We get to award them Call of the Year, Text of the Year, Crumb of the Year, the only publicly voted award, only publicly shaming award for the absolute shocker of a year that they've had. Being just the worst kind of sourdough offcut. And the big one, Matt and Alex Legend of the Year. But so many legends get involved with Triple J, Matt O'Kine.
Absolutely.
We cannot award them all, but we just wanted to give a little shout out now to people who texted very frequently, and we read them out sometimes, but not even all the time.
No, we wouldn't read out a tenth of the amount of texts that we get from these legends. And we see them all, so don't you worry about that. We thank you so much every time we get one from you. And any way that you've been a part of the show, it's always a pleasure. So, shout-outs to you, pre-7 a.m. listeners, and these people in particular. Trent from Lismore.
Rob from Byron.
Patrice from St. Clair.
Brindley from Brooklyn.
Kim the Cool Man Kayla, or Finn the Fool Man Failure, or whatever, whichever version you want to put in this time.
Ernie Berger from Eltham.
Scotty the Garbo.
Froffy Froffishard from Freshwater.
Brizza from DY.
Tamika from Lamb Island.
Spicy Dave on Twitter.
Boggy Bill on Twitter.
And let's round it out with Frankie from Canberra.
Legends, one and all. And thank you if you've ever sent us a text as well. We really appreciate it, no matter where you are in Australia. It's the text line, such a wonderful place.
And if we forgot about you and you texting all the time, we're very sorry. Feel free to come up with some bizarre name.
And text 0439757555. It's our second last show. Ah, very good morning to you. It is the silly season. Pop that champagne, Matt O'Kine.
Hey!
The Maltese have officially begun. We're about to hit the
red carpet
to celebrate the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Awards, which is our chance to celebrate the people who are the funniest on Triple J Breakfast, and that is you.
Yeah, it's certainly not us. I remember the very first when we sat in for the with our boss for the very first time before the show. Our boss was like, okay, what you got to realise is no matter what you say, no matter what story you've got, the audience is always funnier than you. And it's so far proven to be precisely 100% true. You are always funnier than us.
They're funnier, you're smarter, and you can tell the time better. Absolutely right. It has been for many years. And so this morning, the 2016 incarnation is totally live from the Eugene Goosen Hall at the ABC Ultimo in Sydney. If you can make it down, the awards kick off at 8. But dress formally. Walk the red carpet, or the red rug, as we're calling it today.
Cheers, my man.
Clinkies.
Oh, geez. Oh, Jesus. Not over the...
That almost spilt on the panel.
I know.
The Maltese have been over before we started.
Jesus.
We're going to be meeting lots of people for call of the year, text of the year, crumb of the year, as well as the coveted Matt and Alex legend of the year. We've been meeting the nominees across this morning. Let's have a look at one of the nominees for legend of the year now, and there's none other than Calvin from Homebush.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of chatting to Calvin from Homebush a little while back when we were looking for someone who could lead the masses when it came to Australia's biggest festival, Splendour in the Grass. We always choose a mayor from around Australia who knows how to make the most of it.
All right.
And Calvin certainly pulled through with the goods.
Here is his nomination package for Matt and Alex's Legend of the Year. There can only be one winner of this competition, however, Jono Harrison.
With 64% of the vote, your Triple J Mayor of Splendour for 2016 is Calvin from Homebush!
Yes! Oh my God! I did it! What? I did it!
Oh, Calvin, congratulations. You've taken it out. It looks like the tattoo gun is about to get a little bit more work because you promised, and it was a core promise, to get a tat on the butter. Congratulations. You're getting flown to Splendour in the Grass.
What the heck? Oh, my God. Wow.
Bonkers.
And you're at Splendour in the Grass 2016.
The mayor was out of action. I talked to him earlier on today, Matt O'Kine. Calvin from Homebush, he got the Mayor Quimby tat on the buttock as promised. He promised the glitter, he's delivered. He promised shoulder rides, he's delivered.
Well, what the hell happened to him last night?
Calvin, how are you feeling, mate?
Oh, mate, I'm feeling excellent. However, my voice box isn't.
First night, Calvin. You've already lost your voice. How did it happen?
Oh, mate, I met way too many people. Like, the Mayor Cave literally brings people to me like I'm a hot chip to seagulls. I was accidentally abducted from the festival by a bunch of people. They're taking me back to Byron Bay because they had a jacuzzi and I really wanted to jump in a jacuzzi.
You're going to need a transplant after this.
A mouth transplant.
Anyone's got a spare voice box for our Mayor of Splendour after 3 days? That's day one.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but very worthy nominee, Calvin from Homebush.
Was it ever, mate? He went hard.
And he did it for you, Australia.
He did. And you know what he did? I saw him, he was given shoulder rides. He got a tattoo on his ass of Mayor Quimby. He would never stop dancing. He never stopped having a good time.
It was a big tat as well. He didn't just go, oh yeah, Matt and Alex, I'll give you a small little try. It was a large Simpsons character. Oh, man, so, so good. One of four nominees for Legend of the Year. Find out who wins later on. And Matt O'Kine, you've got to run down to the red carpet now. You're doing
shapers.
You're doing a Dickie Wilkins and having a chat to a few of the celebs that are going to be turning up.
Yep, apparently a few Legend nominees have already arrived and some past Legend alumni, so we're going to drop down and see how they're going on the red rug.
Still getting you some incredible tunes as well. We're going to play you one of my favourites of the year up next after the XX on Triple J. Now let's cross to the red carpet, the red rug at the Multi Awards. Matt and Alex are joining you from the ABC in Sydney today. And we're on level 6 at the Triple J offices. Let's go downstairs right now to the foyer where outside the Eugene Goosen Hall, Matt O'Kine is standing next to a rug of red in which plenty of personalities are walking down. Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, Alex Dyson, I'm here on the red rug as some of the VIP Maltese legends come walking into the venue. We encourage everyone to come down. The full award ceremony starts at 8 a.m. It is in the Sydney ABC in Ultimo, and our first guest down the red rug. Let's welcome him now. It's previous and the first Maltese winner, the first legend of the year, Mark from Cromer. Mark, you took out the very first multi in 2014. How has your life changed since then?
It's been a real roller coaster since then. Ups and downs, but definitely a highlight of that year for sure.
Now, you were witness to an event in Sydney recently at the Beach Road Hotel. It was the fourth rave out of 5 days. Can you describe the feeling on stage when you jumped up to join us?
The stage was dangerous. Like, there was sweaty and hot and bouncing, and it just felt like the whole thing could collapse at any moment, but it was super fun.
Yeah, because that room was absolutely crammed. It was crazy. And to think that it was all because of you, Mark.
Yeah, well, it's a good feeling to know that everyone kind of came out and enjoyed themselves like I did a few years ago.
Yeah, that got on board the idea of the rave. Now, you've got something in your hand right now. What's going on there?
Your people contacted my people and said, can you get some more awards like the first one? So, yeah, I've brought them all along. Got them all here in the briefcase.
You've brought them all in a briefcase. Now, yeah, you can never be too safe with a briefcase full of multi-awards, can you?
No, I got them handcuffed to the... through the old wrist, just in case.
He does have them handcuffed. We had security giving him a few different looks earlier today, just to make sure that's okay. You've got the big drum slapped on the side of it as well. Give us a feel of the weight of these. Ooh, these are some solid awards, Alex Dyson. I mean, these sort of things will not go cheaply on eBay in a few years, I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely right. And just proving his Legend of the Year status, Mark from Cromer, making the actual trophies for future winners. And big it up for Matt O'Kine, the best red carpet correspondent since Edwina Bartholomew.
Oh, it is amazing down here, Alex Dyson.
You are a living, breathing Scott Tweedy, my friends. I tell you what. That is good stuff. There's going to be more personalities. Can you see anyone else walking through, Matt O'Kine?
Oh, can I ever? I can see some serious legends. A couple of nominees. There's Jay McCaffrey. I can see Scotty the Garber. Cal from Homebush just turned up. I can see a gentleman who's quite literally dressed in a bit of rug. Okay. So, Dave Rugsy Rugs.
I wonder who that is. We'll have to find out later on. If you can make it to the ABC this morning, you want to send me and Matt off in style, come down and watch the final hour of our second last show. It is the Multi Awards. He's Peking Duck, Triple J. The Jezebels with Pleasure Drive before it. Congratulations to that Canberra duo, Peking Duck, because their track Stranger, which you would have just heard before, going platinum in Australia. Pretty massive stuff for the lads. Shout-outs to Adamio and Ruben doing some very good work alongside Elephant on that particular song. Some very, very nice people. Will that translate into your votes? You've still got a little while to vote in Triple J's Hottest 100, so get them in if you can. Right now you're listening to the Morning of Mornings, Matt and Alex's multi-awards. They're kicking off officially at 8 a.m. You'll be finding out exactly who wins Text of the Year, Call of the Year, Crumb of the Year, and the coveted Matt and Alex Legend of the Year. But right now, the red carpet arrivals have begun, and it's time to cross down to Matt O'Kine, who was with a couple of big celebs. So good morning to you, Matty.
That's right. Yeah, I'm standing here with Jay McCaffrey, one of our Archibald painters, and Calvin from Homebush, Mayor of Splendor. Jay, thank you so much for coming. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited meeting people. I didn't know that this was Calvin, the Mayor of Splendor. And then I realized and I fangirled a little bit too much. I saw Rugsy and I fangirled even harder. It's all happening.
It sure is now, Calvin. How did you recover after Splendor in the grass?
After Splendor, I literally slept for 18 hours straight, Matt. 18 hours straight.
And how's the tattoo looking?
It's healed up nicely. I still have to put tattoo balm on it just because I think it got a little bit infected after Splendor, after people licked it, but it's doing all right.
Licked his bum! Oh, licked it. Yeah, just lick?
Yeah, and when the guy bit it, like actually teeth in on my butt cheek. Horrible. Horrible experience.
But you were just commenting on Jay's painting as well.
It's so nice. And it's like usually, you know, people have talents or good looks, but she's also talented and good looking.
Oh, stop it. I mean, it's all happening here on the red carpet. Love is in the air. It's incredible stuff right now. They're both nominated for Matt and Alex Legend of the Year. I mean, how will this change your life, guys, if you were to take it out?
Oh, please. I don't even know. But I'm nominated with Jen, so if we did it together, it just would be amazing.
I think my mum will let me move back in because she kicked me out because of my butt tat.
Oh, Calvin, no! Oh, no, Calvin! Well, congrats and good luck to both of you. Thank you for being awesome parts of our show this year. It really is incredible. Jay McCaffrey, Calvin from Homebush. Back to you, Alex Dyson. I believe we're swapping roles soon.
Yeah, you're going to come up here and help us with the news headlines. Ruby Jones has just walked in and is looking absolutely incredible. She's got the dress on. Ruby Jones, you ready for the multis?
Thank you very much. Yes, I am. I'm all ready.
All right, it's a big red number. We're going to be getting to that very soon after some Polish Club. This is Beat Up. The anticipation is palpable. Which Triple J listeners will be taking home a couple of trophies?
On Triple J, Two Door Cinema Club there with Undercover Martin. That is a track that was requested specifically by our producer, Jono, who's also leaving at the end of this week. Will no longer be producing Triple J Breakfast, but he's been an absolute legend, and we can't thank him enough for all the work that he's done. Right now, he's downstairs at the ABC Studios in Ultimo, Sydney, where you can also be too if you want to come down. It is the Multi Awards and the Matt and Alex Legends of the Year Awards. Right now, Alex Dyson is on the red rug. Hello, Alex Dyson.
Good morning to you, Matt O'Kine. Just looking at all the celebs walking past. We've got Scotty the Garbo all the way from Bowral in today. Just saw Ben and Liam walking up, looking very good. The incoming breakfast hosts, we'll be meeting them tomorrow on the show. But I'm standing next to one of the nominees for Legend of the Year. You heard him just before. Dave Rugsy Rugs. Welcome to the Maltese Red Carpet, a.k.a. Red Rug.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Hey, Rugsy.
Thanks so much for being here, man. First of all, you better explain what you're wearing today.
Look, I'm in a three-piece suit, and I've created the sash out of carpet samples. So I've got the full rug, mare rug sash. It's beautiful.
Now, this story has captured the hearts of the nation ever since we got a text. You texted us. I think the talk back was, where does being a winner made you a loser? Can you remind us exactly what you said?
So I wrote in and I said, when I was 13 years old, I went on Hey Hey It's Saturday on Pluck a Duck, and I won $3,000 worth of rugs.
But you did. But the thing was, everyone was trying to get you to take some audio equipment. They wanted you to take that. They thought young and hip. Somehow, you were forward-thinking enough. You were thinking of the family. What was the advice your mum gave you, and what was the decision you came to?
She said, if you can't get something for yourself, get something for the house, because we'd just built a new house, and that was all that was going through my mind, and I made a snap decision.
And Australia has been taking the rugs ever since. You're up in a pretty tough category, though, for Legend of the Year. What do you reckon your chances are today?
Look, I'm just happy to be here. I have no idea. I think that people have really run with this, and I love that.
Yeah, well, hashtag rug life has come through. Rugs not drugs has been around as well. You've inspired a whole heap of people. What has it been like for you in your everyday life outside of Rugsy over the last couple of months?
I've had a lot more people in touch with me from school, and a lot of my friends are like, hang on, wait, what? That's you? So it's been good. It's been really, really good.
I'll tell you what, it's a pleasure to be down in the presence here of David Rugsy Rugs. He's going to be walking into the Eugene Goosen Hall. If you want to come say hi to Rugsy, if you want to come say hi to us down here at the ABC in Ultimo, jump on in because the awards kick off from 8. Matt O'Kine, we're going to have a chat to a few more personalities in a moment, but we better throw it back to you in the studio.
Awesome. Right in time to play a track from our feature album this week. It is the morning of all mornings, the Multi Awards happening. On Triple J, it's off our feature album this week. The album is called Woman. The track is called Stop, and the artist is Justice. For your Thursday morning, hope you're well. Matt and Alex are with you. Oh, what do you know? Beth McMullen, our old producer when we first started, 2014, just dropped a bottle of sparkling in and then left. There goes the door. Hey, right now, though, because people are arriving, you can join us as well. We are downstairs at the ABC Ultimo in Sydney, and you can walk the red rug yourself. There are photographers, Alex Dyson. Can you still see, or are all the lights from the cameras flashing, blurring your vision?
I tell you what, my retina is absolutely burned at the moment from the camera flashes going off here down at the Red Rug today, the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Awards. A lot of legends coming in, everyone dressed in their finery. I'm double parked at the moment. In one hand, a champers, the other hand, the microphone, and next to me, looking gorgeous as ever, and with bonus bow ties, Zan Rowe. Hello.
You told me to dress up and I wouldn't do anything without a bow tie this morning. It's amazing to see so many people in their finery before most people have breakfast.
It's so true. Talk us through your own outfit. What do we got here?
Well, I've got some boots on because it's a little bit of a wet and wintry day. I'm wearing a quite fitted dress, and what goes well with a dress? Well, a floral bow tie. I've also got some very dangly gold earrings. But I've got to say, I'm looking at Jen Fricker, who is wearing what can only be described as mauve taffeta. and just thinking she is in good stead to take over next year on lunch on Triple J. She'll be bringing the style every day from 12 till 3.
And she'll be taking over from a very stylish man who is actually standing right next to us, Zan Rowe, his second last day of work at Triple J. Louis McCurdy, how are you, mate?
I'm going out in style, Alex. Matt, when I heard you guys were hosting a Lord of the Rings screening, I just had to come down and check out that red carpet. Garb I could.
Well, you tell you what, you've got the black velvet cape on, Louis. Where did you purchase this little number from?
This wasn't a purchase. No, I like to use recycled goods. Carol McCurdy fixed this up for another awards ceremony that I attended a few months ago, so I just had to get it back out the closet, particularly when I heard Rugsy was wearing something similar.
I tell you what, the fabrics are very much the same, the velvet and the rug. Oh, look, he's just surprised me. Someone just walked up behind me, Tom Ballard.
Hello.
What? What are you doing here? You were in Melbourne yesterday.
Well, now I'm here. I have nothing better to do. I left the show. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm even better now. This is incredible. What a surprise.
See, everyone's turning up right now.
We saw each other yesterday. Happy Maltese to us all. Is Rugsy here yet?
Rugsy is here. He's standing over there with the rug tapestry draped around him like a mare. How are you feeling this morning?
I don't like this at all. It was never about the listeners for me. It was all about you and I and the attention. So rewarding them with some kind of award or something, I find it offensive. Oh, it's Scotty McGarbo in shorts.
He's also got a high vis on with a collar underneath a suit jacket, Scotty McGarbo. We are going to be going through call of the year, text of the year, legend of the year, crumb of the year after 8 o'clock this morning. Any memorable calls for you, Tom Ballard, at your time at Triple J Breakfast?
Well, I mean, it has to be Jake the Disagreeable Listener, the man who hated our show at every turn, who we boned over at a regular basis during the quizzes, who yelled at us, and we met in Melbourne, had a massive mullet, and terrified me every living moment that we met him. So, you know, those are the great people you meet when you're on Triple J.
Exactly right. And you can be one of these great people. Join us at the ABC in Ultimo. It's not too far away from opening the doors and kicking off the awards ceremony live from the Eugene Goosen Hall. Matt O'Kine, we better cross it back to you.
Yeah.
The crowds are streaming in. It's the Maltese 2016.
It's all happening. You can head down to the ABC studios in Ultimo if you want to be a part of it. Just 1 hour left. You'll find out all the winners. Here's some Naked and Famous Hire to take you to the news.
Radio. 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 It's just like TV, but with more uggos. But despite this horrific setback, every year on radio, Triple J listeners manage to amaze, astound, but mainly appall us with stories of adventure and woe. And if 2016 can be considered a crop, then we're about to gobble up its delicious cream right from the teat. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Eugene Goosens Hall, a venue so classy they named it after a man named Eugene, please welcome the hosts of the greatest awards show since the Daily Mail's Side Boob of the Month. They are Matthew O'Kine and Alexander Dyson. And this is the very last Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Award.
We are at the tail end of 2016, and you know what that means. We like to celebrate things here at Triple J Breakfast. It's our second last show, and we're at the Eugene Goosen Hall in Sydney, the ABC here. Before we get things underway to celebrate the best moments, we would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional custodians of the land we're on today. Pay our respects to the elders, both past and present. How you feeling, everybody?
All right, just to paint a picture of where we are, we're currently standing on a few Persian rugs here in front of a big, long red carpet. We've got some giant Oscar-like statues. I think if you look closely enough, you can see the whiskers painted on them. We've got some weird antelope things. What are they? What are the antelope?
I'm not sure how we managed to get a hold of the antelope, but they're red. The impalas.
The impalas.
There's some tame impalas here for the Multi Awards. If you haven't heard it before, it is where we look back at the best interactions with listeners we've had all year. We're going to be hearing call of the year. We're going to be hearing text of the year. We're going to be hearing crumb of the year. The only publicly voted award. So stay by your mobile telephone. You can send us a text later and let us know who you think should be taking that one out.
We also will be looking at the legend of the year, who's made the biggest impact on our show over the last 12 months.
There's going to be plenty of surprises. Stay with us. You're listening to Triple J Breakfast. It's Matt and Alex's second last show ever live from the Eugene Goosen Hall in Sydney.
Up next, our first category, it's Text of the Year. Hope you're having a great morning.
You're on Triple J.
Skeggs, spring has sprung, and just there, Genesis by Grimes, an incredible song. I voted for it in the Hottest 100 a couple of years ago. Still holds up today. Matt and Alex are joining you. We're dressed a bit more smartly than we usually are for Breakfast Radio, Matt, because we're in a large hall in front of some very, very sexy looking Triple J listeners.
Absolutely. Everyone's dressed up to the nines. I decided to wear the bow tie and tie combo, or the dick and balls is what people have described it as on the text line. Yeah, you didn't look at
it really
until...
does.
Yeah, I prefer the elephant, but anyways. Very exciting. Everyone looks incredible. There's gloves. There's little hatty things. There's tune rags on round Kubra-style hats. There's capes. What isn't happening here at the Eugene Goosens Hall? I mean, every year, the award's getting bigger and bigger.
It's absolutely right.
I think last year we had one guest, Zan Rowe.
So, and we had to wait... work for weeks to try and get her on the program as well.
We've multiplied it by at least 60 at this stage.
Good to have some Triple J listeners down to help us celebrate a year in texts and calls and legends. We like to celebrate the people who get in touch with us during the year because, Matt, when we throw out random talk back, such as, what have you done in a cupboard? We're really...
It didn't take off, that
we're
one,
we're using
it?
The listeners to do the work for us.
I still believe that things happen in cupboards. I really am sure that's something that people are holding out on me.
Maybe one day. People listening from around Australia. Sally from Ride, just sitting outside a rug shop, stuck in Sydney traffic, listening to your award show, which is brilliant. We've also got Amy from Bendigo, she's giving us shout-outs. So we're about to get into the awards. I mean, the first award, shall we get started, Matt O'Kine?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a text line, 0439757555. You can always text in at any time, 24 hours throughout the day. Someone will be watching, someone will be reading.
People think it goes through some sort of filter, though. The filter is us. It literally comes to our studio.
No, you can hurt us. You can easily hurt our feelings and do regularly. So, but other than that, there are also some very nice texts. Mainly nice, I got to say. Mainly really, really nice texts that come through and very funny stuff. Whenever we put the call out there, you guys always give the goods.
But some texts rise above all others. So for the first award here at the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Awards, here are the nominees for Text of the Year.
Reflecting all of our thoughts when someone gets in our way, it's Tori.
I was on my way to the toilet in a nightclub and I walked one way and the person walking towards me walked the same way. We shuffled from side to side, unable to get past each other. I laughed and looked up and it was a mirror. Oh, oh.
For our talk back, Christmas work party's gone wrong, it's surprisingly anonymous.
A mate came into work at a furniture place. Sorry, an hour late and was still buzzed.
Mate, you're supposed to be sensitive. Someone's sharing their soul via text.
Had texts are all over his face still. They told him he was fired. He was shocked. And as he walked out, he fainted on a couch. Then woke up, didn't remember any of it, and they had to fire him again.
It's a sad story.
From our talk back about rat's tails... Jacob from the Central Coast for providing us with the most beautiful and disgusting two sentences of our lives.
I have two 330 mil rat's tails from separate harvests. Both with sun-kissed tips.
And for summing up pretty much every text we've ever got at Triple J, it's anonymous.
Someone here has texted in said, used extra strength hair remover to write marry me in my chest hair. It worked. We are no longer together. Play some Tool.
The
texts of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
The crop of texts that we did have. We could barely read some of them. It was quite bizarre. But unfortunately, here at the Maltese, we can only have one winner, and we're going to present the trophy for Text of the Year made by Godfather of the Triple J Weather Rave. Mark from Cromie here.
Shout outs to your mate who made them. Jim, the trophy maker, brought in by Mark in a briefcase that's handcuffed to him. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to protect these things. Let's announce this year the text of the year.
He's the rat tail god. It's Jacob from the Central Coast. incredible work. And Jacob actually joins us right now on the line. Congratulations, Jacob. You've just won the multi for text of the year.
Oh, boys, it's a great achievement. It's probably up there with one of my highest, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, you put a lot of effort into that text. People don't realise, but years went into it, growing the two rat's tails, then harvesting them. Is this the word that you used for ratties for your whole life, or what?
Yeah, well, it was always just a rat's tail, but, you know, growing up in the northern central coast, in the rugby league community, rat tails are a big part of our life. You have to use...
Oh, it's so true. So you've harvested two. Do you still have them? And are you growing a third?
Well, I actually put it out there to my Instagram. I was like, look, boys, I've been nominated. Maybe I should bring a third back. You know, it's time. It could be time.
How did you get them both sun-kissed tips? Were you heavily influenced by Eminem at the beginning of your haircut and then grew them out, or did you bleach the tip just for the sake of it?
Yeah, through school there was a lot of rumours that they were bleached, but it was just through, you know, being outdoors and enjoying the beautiful Australian country.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, Jacob. Keep growing that ratty. We'll see you soon. And congratulations. We'll get the trophy to you for text of the year. Catch you later, mate.
Coming up next, we're going to be looking at the caller of the year.
Oh, some of these are absolute doozies, so hopefully you can stick with us. You are listening to the Matt Nalich Legend of the Year Awards live in front of a dapperly dressed audience at the Eugene Goosen Hall in Sydney. Hope you're having a good Thursday.
Eugene Goosen's Hall, live from the ABC studios in Sydney.
That was Fantagram with Fell in the Sun, much like the tips of Jacob from Townsville's
Central Coast.
Central Coast.
Filthy rat tails that had been harvested. Both sun-kissed tips. Very, very great stuff.
It is 22 minutes past 8. Hope you're having a great morning so far. We're giving away a few awards to some of the best moments on the Matt and Alex Breakfast Show.
Not
this
just awards
year.
Either. T-shirts. Here we go.
Giving away t-shirts as well. Matt O'Kine's got some for the crowd.
Brand new AIM t-shirts.
And whilst they're going out, we've neglected to do one of the official opening ceremonies for the Maltese because we've got a bottle of champagne here, but no glasses. But one of the nominees for Legend of the Year, Calvin from Homebush, Mayor of Splendour, has said, I've got a glass, it's my shoe. So, Calvin, would you mind coming down the front here? Give Calvin a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he's come down. He's,
He's slipping on his socks. Get on the rug, mate.
Okay, there we go.
So Matt O'Kine about to pour some champagne.
Look, dude, I got to tell you, this shoe looks too nice for champagne.
Okay. All right, Calvin, looking to get back into his mum's house.
There we go.
A bit of champagne in the shoe.
Ready.
Down the hatch, Calvin. Hopefully you don't have work later on today.
Oh, yes. There we go.
That man's done a shoey before. Goodness me, lifting it up just to get that elegant dribble down
Calvin
into
Homebush,
the
showing
mouth.
That splendor party spirit.
I tell you what, there's a few good calls with Calvin over the years.
Never
but
too early.
They're amongst a very good crop because after giving away text of the year before, it is time to get into another one of the prestigious awards. I mean, we've got text now. We've got Snapchat, right? We've got Insta DMs, which Matt O'Kine uses with the Hilltop Hoods most of the time. But nothing beats a good old phone call.
Yeah, we can imagine someone, I think at least a few people would still call in, possibly from the old payphone. It's a very good form of communication, gets straight to the point, and some of our favourite phone calls from 2016 are up right now. Here are our nominees for Caller of the Year.
Calling up for the innovative talkback, Taste Test Gone Wrong, it's a man who both ruined and made our Friday, Jimmy.
I looked at my mate Glenn and I said, look, your dog's had some pups, mate. I noticed there's a bit of milk coming out of those.
No, please.
I mean, it's a Friday morning. Do you really want to talk about sucking out dog milk?
He milked it like a Jersey cow.
In response to the question, when have you had to question your own intelligence? It's the brave, bold, and burnt Morgan from Templestowe.
I've burnt cereal before. Put it in the toaster.
Sorry, you poured the cereal into the two slots of the toaster.
Yep.
And then you press down on the button.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
For blowing NASA's globe myth wide open, it's Ben from Melbourne.
Yeah, well, apparently the world is flat and none of the spaceships have ever been to space.
What is in it for America?
Yeah,
making us all believe that the world is round.
They get to make money off globes. There's a globe in every school.
And for missing her excursion to the mainland due to an overly diligent dad, it's Claire from St Kilda.
My dad was my teacher and he organised the school trip and didn't let me go because I didn't get the parental permission slip signed that he was going. So, and I was like, what are you talking about, Dad? Like, you're my parent and you're going as well.
Claire, I got to tell you, this is absolutely brutal.
There they are, favourite calls of 2016.
All worthy winners of Call of the Year for many different reasons. It was a very tough decision to come up with the final Call of the Year for the Multi Awards for 2016.
Especially seeing as, you know, there were certain calls in there that did get me very woke. I'm not going to lie. I do know the truth now, and I thank certain callers for that. But unfortunately, in this instance, we don't want too many people to know the truth. We've gone for a different winner today who made us laugh an awful lot.
And was so brave to call up. We can't thank her enough. It's congratulations to Morgan from Templestowe.
She burned her muesli.
It was this talk back, questioning your own intelligence. And Morgan, you're joining us now. It was an intelligent decision because you've just won Call of the Year.
At least something good came out of it.
Instead of setting off the fire alarm, have you enjoyed breakfast more since that moment?
You know, I've never gone back to cereal, I'll say that much.
Now, can you please explain why it was, because it wasn't in the package, you explained it at the time, but why it was you put cereal in the toaster?
Look, I can try to justify this by saying, you know how on some cereal packets it says it's toasted, like toast muesli?
Yes.
Yeah, it didn't say that.
And you like toasted muesli, so you thought...
So you thought you had to toast it yourself?
Yeah, and I didn't really understand the concept of what having to toast something actually was.
So you thought the best option would be to pour it into your toaster?
Yep.
Excellent.
Now, how old were you when this was happening?
You know, 2 years ago.
Well, Morgan, we cannot thank you enough for calling up Triple J at the time. Your bravery is inspiring thousands of Australians who we've all done some questionably intelligent things over the years. And I tell you what, you have managed to take out Call of the Year for your own story. That's what Triple J is all about, sharing our story, sharing our
experiences.
Yeah,
putting yourself out there.
And you've got yourself the official Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Call of the Year trophy. So congratulations, Morgan from Templestowe. All right, we've got the news up next with Ruby Jones reading live in front of the audience here at the Multi Awards.
She's usually used to just us distracting her, but now she's got a room full of people.
There's also our Crumb of the Year to get to, as well as the Massive Legend of the Year. You are listening to the Multis with Matt and Alex. It's our second last show ever. We'll see you soon for some news.
And Australia's opening batsman, Matt Renshaw, says he's feeling more at ease heading in today's first cricket test against Pakistan. Renshaw made his test debut in the side's last test against South Africa.
Ruby Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Ruby Jones.
Been with us for a long time here on Triple J Breakfast. Thank you so much for listening, no matter where you are. Efren from Los Angeles says, enjoying the Multis from the States. Another one here for you, Ruby. Can Scooby Bones spill the beans on what Matt and Alex did to distract her whilst trying to stay composed over the years? We're pretty good, aren't we?
Oh, Alex, you're all right. Matt, you're terrible. You know, you're like winking at me sometimes.
No, that was once. It was an accidental wink.
That was crazy. Not. That was really creepy, man.
You can't wink in a cool way. I'm sorry about that. My eye closed by accident. I didn't do it on purpose. Oh, I'm a winker.
Yeah, but here we are. We've still got a few awards to go, Ruby Jones, including Legend of the Year, also Crumb of the Year, which, no matter where you are, you can help us vote in. It's the only publicly voted award. But right now, we would like to do something quite special, and that is introduce someone into the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Hall of Fame. There's only one inductee so far, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. You may remember Jake from Inverell. For while we were filling in for the doctor in the afternoons, we thought we'd be a bit light on everyone and... time to end for the day. And we asked Jake how to do that, and he's simply turned around on the job site and just said, pack her up, boys.
So Jake, already in the Hall of Fame. We've got 2 days left, so only one more opportunity to induct someone into the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Hall of Fame. So let's find out who that is.
Some say he was born in the back of the truck. Others say he wasn't born at all. Instead, simply regenerates himself, like recycling molten glass.
No matter how it's occurred, there's no doubt that Scotty the Garbo has left an indelible mark on Triple J.
Picking them up, putting them down. I work on my own all the time, mate.
He's been to the Triple J one-night stand more times than Alex Dyson has been to second base. He's brought them toasted sandwiches after 24 hours of radio. And he's even sent them hard liquor in the mail. But don't tell anyone that, because I don't think they're technically allowed to accept it.
How many one-night stands has this been for you now?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember, mate, a few.
He's gone to a couple, and he's made it all the way from Bowral to Geraldton. It's taken 40 hours to get across the...
But best of all, Scotty the Garbo loves everything about Triple J. He cares about each presenter, he cares about the music, and he cares about the incredible community that this humble radio station fosters. Whilst they entertain the masses, he is a self-described worker ant of society. This symbiotic relationship, the epitome of cooperation. Which is lucky, because Matt and Alex really don't like getting dirt under their fingernails.
Listen, we got battered last night by the winds down in the Highlands here, mate, and there's just bins everywhere. You know, Sharknado or whatever it is. Well, it's Binnado, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garbros and Gargals, please join us in congratulating the king of picking them up and putting them down, the second and final inductee to the Multi Hall of Fame, Scotty the Garbo.
Eugene Goosen Hall in the High Viz with the jacket, Scotty the Garbo. Congratulations and welcome to the Hall
so
of Fame.
Much. Thank you so much. And I must say, everybody's looking great. How are you all?
Now, Scotty, I got to tell you, I mean, I heard about you before I started, but then my first shift, 5 a.m. in the morning, the phone starts ringing and you were on the other end of the line just to say hello and welcoming me to Triple J. So thank you so much for being such a great part of our show all the way through that time and well before I was here.
Welcome. Yeah, look, welcome, Matt. Look, the real legends are everybody. Oh, look, I wrote a few lines, right, because I didn't want to do a Patti Smith today, right? Okay. So I just wrote a few things down.
Go for it, Matt.
Got everything in here, right? So if we just listen, right, build it and they will come. Is that right? Build it and they will come. Build a top radio station and people will listen, because if we don't like what we hear, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't listen to it. Is that right? Yeah, come on, right. Build it and they will listen, because the real legends are everyone in Triple J. I've been listening for decades. And Triple J has evolved into such an iconic and powerhouse force in the promotion of new and Australian music. And along the way, it brings and attracts such talent, beautiful people like these two right here. Right. Build it and they will come. From the presenters to all the people you don't see here, but you know, who work. Yeah, that's right, I've got it.
Page change.
That work there. Their high input and their love for Triple J is much and greatly appreciated. It's been built by the people, for the people. We are all shareholders. That's why we all are legends. You know, as a listener, just like millions of others across Australia and the world, I like what I hear. I like the hottest 100, the largest voting democracy in the world. Have you all voted yet? Yes, come on. That's
open
right.
Now.
Album of the Year, Like a Virgin, Take Five, Unearthed High, Dr. Carl's largest running science radio program, and all the gigs and the festivals that the Triple J support. My fave, The One Night Stand. Yay! Yeah. Taking it to regional Australia. I just mind us at this great show, and it's time to pass the baton on to the next of the Triple J Breakfast Show. Welcome, Ben.
Scotty the Garbo.
Thank you. It's been a great ride, and especially you, Alex.
Oh, mate.
You and your colleagues are the legends, and I wish you all the best. Bon voyage, Matt and
Give
Alex.
Give us a hug,
all right,
Scotty.
We're going to go to a song now.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Coming up, the crumb of the year and the legend of the year. It's the Maltese, Matt and Alex on Triple J.
By Childish Gambino. You are listening to the Multi Awards, the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Awards. The final one, given we finish up tomorrow on Triple J, but here we are giving out a few awards. If you missed it, we've already given away Call of the Year, Text of the Year, and inducted Scotty the Garbo into the Hall of Fame. Some absolute ledge hammers joining us here this morning. And thank you. You are in one of those just for listening. But unfortunately, Matt O'Kine, as much as we try to avoid it, not everyone we encounter during this breakfast radio show can be classified as such.
Yeah, unfortunately not all the cream floats to the top. Some of the little grubby bits float to the bottom.
And the swill.
Yes, and you know, often if you resemble that of a chicken schnitzel coating, you will act like one. So this award is the official crumb of the year. Yeah, look, we don't like it any more than you guys do, okay? But every now and then something comes along that really gets our gears grinding.
Exactly right. And so let's announce the first nomination, because this is a publicly voted award. I want you to listen to all four nominees, and then we're going to give you the opportunity to decide who should take out the crumb of the year. Number one, Claire from St Kilda's dad.
Yeah, Claire from St Kilda's dad didn't let her go on the school excursion, all right, because she didn't have a parent's permission, yet her dad was the teacher.
And what are you doing?
What are you doing, dad?
That is the harshest lesson that anyone has ever given a child from the Isle of Tasmania.
You handed her the permission slip and you didn't sign it? The hell is wrong with you? You literally got on the bus that morning, waved goodbye to Claire as you got on with all of her classmates. You probably had a pen in your back pocket.
Crumb number one, Claire from St Kilda's dad. We go on to number two for nomination for crumb of the year. And the reigning champion, Richard Wilkins.
All right, now, Richard Wilkins. Right? Okay. You listen to me. All right, like it wasn't bad enough that you're going around stealing people's chips last year. We thought the beef was over, but no, no, no. We're at the Aladdin premiere on the purple carpet. All right, where they come over specifically asking us and the Triple J peeps to get a photo all together in front of the big signs.
We join the back of the line. We're making our way to the front. It takes about 10 minutes. We get to the front. He says, all right, you guys are next. We're about to walk on. Then swooping into the purple carpet like a peregrine falcon with blonde-tipped hair, Ricardo Wilkins pops on in front of us. Matt spits the dummy. He walks off.
I'm not going to wait around for Richard Wilkins. He wasn't there. He didn't do the hard yards. He just waltzed on in straight out of the cab.
You're on the red carpet every day, Wilco. Give us a little chance, please.
Crumb number two, Richard Wilkins.
All right, crumb number three.
This is one's personal to Battokite's heart.
Crumb of the year number three nominee goes to dogs. All right, dogs suck. No, I don't want to pat your grubby little pooch. All right, it slobbers everywhere. They don't bury their own poop. I'm sick of it. They leave hair everywhere. They're grubby. All right, no, yes, your dog. I know you're thinking, no, not my dog. Not, oh, Matilda. Matilda's so cute. Matilda is a grubby little dog, okay? I don't like Matilda. I don't like Rex. I don't like any of your dogs. They're crumbs, all of them.
Crumb of the year. Nomination number three, dogs. The final nomination is a big one. I'm not sure if you can officially count it as a nomination for crumb of the year.
No, it's
the year itself. Nominee number four.
2016, you absolute junkyard mutt of a crumb.
I tell you what, you're taking people from us, you're bloody doing natural disasters, the elections are absolutely a nightmare, and we're getting punished on Facebook, people are ranting all over the place. I can't believe 2016, what were you thinking?
Not to mention the amount of memes that are coming out now. Now we've got to sit through all the 2016 memes, or me before 2016, me now, and there's a bowl of porridge with a poo in it. I mean, come on, guys. We've seen enough already.
Gorillas? We're talking about Harambe's gone. What are you doing? I tell you what, dicks are coming out everywhere. 2016, you're ashamed of yourself. You're one big calendar of a crumb.
So get your nominations in, 0439757555. Who should win crumb of the year? Is it Claire from St Kilda's dad? Should it be Richard Wilkins? Should it be dogs? Or should it be 2016 itself?
We'll let you know after this track.
Big songs of the Matt and Alex Breakfast Show. We're at our second last show, and it's a live one in front of a studio audience. Matt O'Kine, chuck it out, tune rags, because we're giving away the multi awards, the Matt and Alex Legend of the Year awards. The big one to come. Who is the official Legend of the Year? You'll find out momentarily. In the meantime, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel and checking out who were the biggest crumbs of 2016.
We're looking at you, sourdough offcuts.
Thank you very much for your text. The only publicly voted award at the Multi Awards.
Shaking out the bottom of the toaster.
The nominees were Claire from St Kilda's dad, caller of the year nominee. Her dad not allowing her to go on a school trip to the mainland from Tasmania because she didn't sign the parental permission form, even though he was the teacher. And so she stood with her sleeping bag at the bus as her dad and her classmates drove away. As well as that, we've nominated Richard the Big Dick Wilkins for stealing our spot on the purple Aladdin carpet in front of the photo wall. That was was a crumb move if I've
also
ever seen one.
I've nominated dogs for just being gross and not the fact that everyone doesn't love them, okay? Not everyone loves them. They're grubby.
And finally, 2016 itself. What a crumb of a year. We've gotten through it, but it's taken a bit from us.
It's been tough.
And so thank you for your votes on 0439757.
How are we looking on the text line, Alex Dyson?
Well, I've got to take a look, and a lot of people are saying 2016 is the crumb of the year. In fact, I would almost say the majority of the texts we've received are that.
We don't usually do this
on the Matt and Alex Breakfast Show, but you're wrong. The crumb of the year is Richard Wilkins. Even worse than 2016.
Absolute crumbo.
He has taken it out for 2 years in a row. He's almost in the Crumb Hall of Fame. But it almost, this is actually quite nice of him as well, in an act, maybe even an olive branch, Richard Wilkins from the Today Show.
We've been pretty harsh to him all year, and actually for the last 3 years we've been pretty harsh to him. Granted, it's been returned. He's been pretty mean to us.
And yes, he's stolen our chips and stuff.
And yes, he pushed in the red carpet and everything.
And he snubbed us as well.
Totally snubbed us at the Arias.
But it was very nice of him to go out and record an accepted speech for the crumb of the year. Take it away, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Legend of the year up next. You're on Triple J. On Triple J, you're live at the Multi Awards. Matt and Alex giving out the Legend of the Year awards. We've done Text of the Year. We've done Call of the Year. We've inducted Scotty the Garbo into the Hall of the Fame. We have done Crumb of the Year. Congratulations, Richard Wilkins, for keeping a stranglehold on that one. And now it is time, Matt O'Kine, for the official Legend of the Year.
Yeah, as I sit and look at Mark from Cromer, who's delivered the trophies for today. He was our very first Legend of the Year for starting the Tuesday Weather Rave, which led us to do 5 raves around the country. Neve from Hobart declaring her love to Wade. We want to know who is the Legend of the Year for 2016. Let's have a look back at them.
For leading the masses at Splendour and getting a buttock tattoo to match, it's Calvin from Homebush.
The Mare Cave literally brings people to me like I'm a hot chip to seagulls. I was accidentally abducted from the festival by a bunch of people. They're taking me back to Byron Bay because they had a jacuzzi and I really wanted to jump in a jacuzzi.
We're certainly no oil paintings, but these legends managed to turn us into one. It's Jay McCaffrey and Jen Darcy, our Archibald portrait painters.
I've painted Alex hanging on to a tree, parts of Alex fracturing off. It's all about there are some things that we continue to hold on to and the rest kind of float away.
My painting is quite a bit smaller than Jen's. I would like to say that there was this deep meaning behind it, but realistically, I needed to transport it in my car.
Thank you for giving me a bit of a thicker head of hair there. I really appreciate it.
She's only 11, but she's already a better music journalist than us. It's Lily from Lismore.
Hi.
I'm Patty, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you Lily Famous?
Nice to meet you.
Are you a reporter?
We're trying to find signatures to fill up my signature book.
So we can help you.
For teaching Australia to always take the rugs, it's Dave Rugsy Rugs from Canberra.
Number 10. I can tell you how much number 10 is.
It's the Strathfield Car Radio Prize.
Yes, and it's worth
$1,900.
Thank
Darryl.
You. So, David, it's up to you, Dave.
Do you want to keep that, David, or do you want to pluck it back?
I'll pluck it up.
Just what you've always wanted, David, yes. From Rugs Galore. What are the rugs?
Very worthy nominees. Give it up for all of them here at the Multis this morning. We need to only give it to one winner, and there's no better way to announce exactly who that is than doing this.
Hi, guys. Darude here. I'm so honoured to present 2016 Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Award. I've had a dream life. I've toured the world, met some incredible people, but that success is nothing without proper foot comfort. So I'm very, very happy to be presenting the 2016 Matt and Alex Legend of the Year Award to to the one and only Rugsy.
Come on, Matt. Congratulations to him. Give it up for Dave Rugsy Rugs. The champagne is popped. Congratulations, Rugsy. You're the official legend of the year. How you feeling, mate?
Oh, I'm very excited. I didn't have anything planned for this. Wow, just thank you. Thank you. This is great.
Yeah, whack.
Oh, give it up, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a flap hat. Give him a tune rag. He's an absolute legend. He taught us all to take the rugs no matter what the situation. Become a massive one. Congratulations to all the other nominees who are joining us here today at the Multi Awards. Get on the podcast if you've missed any of it. You can check out who took out Caller of the Year, Text of the Year, Crumb of the Year, as well as getting into the Hall of Fame. The whole event today is all about the Triple J listeners because you provide us with absolutely so much across it. It is our second last show, so please tune in tomorrow for our final Matt and Alex breakfast show. No doubt we'll be taking the rugs no matter what happens. So join us then. But since then, thank you so much for joining us at the Eugene Goosen Hall here in Sydney, Australia. The champagne is flowing. The shoeies are going. We've been Matt and Alex, and we will see you very, very soon for another breakfast show. Zanro is up next. You're listening to Triple J.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.